Y'all have a seat right down here. Whoa. Okay, get where, let's see, right in here. There we go. All right. First question. Everybody pay attention. When you go fishing, how are you supposed to take the hook out of a fish's mouth? Asher?
You have a hook in your head, huh? And hand for the cable.
Zach, you're exactly. What were you going to say? How do you take them out, Asher?
You're going to grab the guy at the end of the hook where you're not going to get cut. You're going to hold it tight, and then you're going to pull it out of the lung.
Okay. I think you're right. I think I heard about 3/4 of what you said. Okay. Listen up. Here is my hook. Let me show it to you. I think this is called the spook. Is that right? Is that the spook? I don't know. Anyway. No telling. Sam told me, so who knows? Anyway. I threw it out. I'd caught a bass, a pretty good-sized bass, and so I was real excited because fish were jumping around everywhere in the water all around me. And so I caught this little striper. The striper is kind of a feisty little mean fish. And so I pulled this fish in, and I grabbed it somehow. I don't know what I was thinking. I grabbed it by the mouth, I think. And then instead of using needle nose pliers, which I know you're supposed to use to get the hooks out, what Brother Bill did is he stuck his hands in there to try to get the hooks out of the fish. And the next thing I know, that hook got me on that finger deep. Now, okay, you got to realize Mr. Sam is fishing. He's not paying attention to me dying. And then the other hook got in my other hand. So I have both my thumb and my pointer finger. Do you think the fish was sitting still during this time? No. Yeah, you're right. He was shaking and flopping. And so Mr. Sam, now listen to me, Mr. Sam looks at me and he goes, oh, well, he came over and he got the fish off. He still he thought I was having trouble, I think, getting the fish off the hook. So he proceeds to take the striper. I'm just sitting there wanting to cry. And he gets the striper off and puts it in the well. And then he looks at me and he goes, oh. Yeah, because it's bleeding, and it's in my hand, and it's under my nail, and so, but here's the problem. Listen, Liam, listen. There were fish jumping out of the water, so guess what Brother Bill wanted to do? Exactly. Which was, so I'm sitting there, and Sam's looking at me. Now, just picture this, and he's got a pair of pliers. I'm bleeding. It's deep in my hand. And I tell Mr. Sam, pull it out. What was I thinking? Yeah. And Mr. Sam did exactly what I asked him to do. Somehow, I think he's a saint. I'm going to put him up for sainthood. He pulled it out of this hand. But then he looked at the one with the fingernail and he goes, I don't know about that. We may have to cut it off. And I'm thinking, you're going to cut my finger off or cut the... And so somehow...
And it bleeds my finger.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, somehow he got it loose. And guess what I did after that? Started fishing. Kept on fishing. And the next day I had to go get a shot. There's a reason I want to tell you this. Now listen to me. There's a spiritual reason. In Psalm 119, verse 2, it says, joyful are those who obey His laws and search for Him with all their hearts. And what it basically says, when God gives us certain commands and laws, They're for our benefit. The reason you use pliers, it keeps you from getting hooked. The reason God wants you to only date and marry Christians is because that's for your benefit. But the Bible also teaches two are better than one. And it talks about there's a brother who sticks closer than a friend. And here's what I started thinking about. What if I would have been fishing by myself?
I would be
in trouble.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to drive to the golf course if you're sitting out there.
And that fish would continue. I don't know what if. And so the Bible talks about not being alone, that you need other people.
And he punches his finger back to the alley of the...
Okay. Something like that. Yeah, okay. But here's what I want you to understand. Number one, when the Bible tells you to do something or not do it, you just do what the Bible tells you. It's for your benefit. Number two, we all need Christian friends who can help us when we're hurt. Okay? Those two things are so important to remember. Let's pray. Lord, I thank for these kids. Help them to obey your Bible and help them also to have good Christian friends. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.